I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Sunday morning, the 6th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, in brackets, what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. I got a most beautiful, encouraging message just yesterday, and I want to read it to you. And this is what it says. Hi all, Ralph here. I would like to share my affirmation and scientifically proven miracle that the Lord healed me at the pools of Bethesda. That was where the swirling pool was. Remember, with the man who couldn't get into the pool, and Jesus healed him and told him to take up his bed and walk. That's where we were. This is where Uncle Angus prayed over me for healing for brain damage, which was a result of the carbon monoxide poisoning incident that Kath, that's his wife, and I had a year before our Israel trip. The MRI scan I had in the hospital showed clearly that I had brain damage. Theo may remember that I thought Angus was ill after he had prayed for me. I said to Kath, Theo, Sandra, and Gary that Uncle Angus's hand was burning hot and something must be wrong with Uncle Angus. It was the Holy Spirit touching my head and tangibly healing my brain from the brain damage. After this, I was able to stop taking my tray of pills and believed I was totally healed. I didn't feel I needed any proof or to go for another MRI scan. I knew I was healed. Recently, I was booked off for an MRI body scan as a precautionary checkup. The radiologist is a good friend of ours who knew our story and was one of the multitude of people praying for our recovery and asked if I would mind if he could scan my head. He explained later that most people do not allow this to be done as a result of the MRI showing the brain damage clearly can be very upsetting for most patients to see. I said he can do the scan, feeling confident of my healing and miracle in Israel. The scan results scientifically proved the miracle is real and showed all signs of the brain damage previously seen had been miraculously disappeared. This is scientifically impossible, said our radiologist friend. He was so emotional and in awe when he could see that my brain was perfectly healthy and normal. After 22 hours of carbon monoxide exposure and being in a coma for 5 days, this is a pure miracle. But God, amen and amen. God bless you. Jesus is the healer.